From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. Zayed said the bombing of civilians by the Syrian government forces and their allies likely constitutes a war crime. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest commented.
We are seeing the same reports that you are, that innocent people are being slaughtered in the streets at the hands of the Assad regime, aided and abetted by the Russians and the Iranians. And it raises deep concerns.
Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, but Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was government forces who attacked first. Officials from Turkey, Russia, and Iran are planning to meet in Moscow December 27th to seek a solution to the Syrian civil war. That meeting was announced Wednesday by Turkey. Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. Janet Yellen heads the bank.
The committee judged that a modest increase in the federal funds rate is appropriate in light of the solid progress we have seen toward our goals of maximum employment and 2% inflation.
The quarter of a percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It is the first rate increase in a year. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on an artificial island it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. China has said construction on the islands would be limited only to defensive needs. This is VOA News. Donald Trump met Wednesday with leaders of some Silicon Valley companies trying to mend fences with corporate leaders who mostly supported Trump's opponent in the presidential election. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence spoke with the chief executives of tech companies such as Apple, IBM, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Intel. Trump struck a cordial note with the meeting.
I want to add that I'm here to help you folks do well. And you're doing well right now, and I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce. So right now, everybody in this room has to like me at least a little bit.
There has been a bounce in stock market prices since Trump's election. A new Gallup poll, meanwhile, is showing Americans are evenly split on Donald Trump's handling of his transition to the White House. 48% approve, 48% disapprove, a lower rating than Trump's three previous predecessors. The low ratings are largely due to opposition from Democrats, it turns out. Only 17% of them approve of Trump's handling of the transition. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been named the world's most powerful man for 2016 by Forbes magazine, the fourth straight year he has gained that position. The magazine issued its yearly list Wednesday. Forbes rated U.S. President-elect Donald Trump as the second most powerful. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was listed as the third. China's Xi Jinping took fourth, and Pope Francis was fifth. The panel that rules on election disputes in Somalia has thrown out the results of 11 seats in recent parliamentary elections. The Independent Electoral Disputes Resolution Mechanism invalidated the results of numerous irregularities, or because of numerous irregularities, including gunfire at one polling place. The decision is likely to complicate Somalia's attempt to hold a presidential election by the end of the year. President Salva Kiir has asked the South Sudanese people to forgive him for past mistakes. The president made the apology Wednesday during an end-of-year speech to the National Legislative Assembly. He also ordered government forces to observe a ceasefire and create a conducive environment for communities to reconcile. The president called for a national dialogue, one that he said would include people from all sectors of society as a three-year-long conflict drags on in parts of the country. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has condemned the takeover of Gambia's Electoral Commission offices by security forces and called on them to vacate the building. A statement Wednesday from the Secretary General's spokesman also asked the Gambian military to take no further actions that would jeopardize a peaceful transfer of power in the West African country. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.